Our scripture readings today, our first reading is from Psalm chapter 62, verses 1 and 2. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. The second reading is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Those are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Amen. And Lord, I do thank you for this time of ministry. I ask that you would bless the hearts of those who are here listening, God, and those who are listening by podcast, that you would bless them and allow this sermon, God, to make a difference for them this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to sing for you this morning. So give me a minute. Felt like I did a lot of talking. This is one of those old songs that we used to sing. I can hear my mom singing this song. And so it goes with my sermon. My sermon is called I Shall Not Be Moved. And the song is called I Shall Not Be Moved. So if you want, clap along with me. It's got a little bit of a beat. So help me stay on tune. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Amen. Amen. We shall not be moved today. So many circumstances come, and that's just what I want to talk about today. We go through so many circumstances in our life, but because God is with us, we shall not be moved. So I want to encourage you. And what I mean by that is, though we're going through it, we won't fall, we won't collapse, we won't break. We're going to stand strong in him, knowing that we shall not be moved. Whatever the circumstance may be, we shall not be moved. Like a tree, is what the song said, that's planted by the water. It's very hard for those trees. They're rooted so deep. Our roots in God is so deep that we shall not be moved by circumstances, things that come our way. This is a lesson my mom taught us. So I heard someone mention, well, you have a lot of faith. It's because we went through a lot. But my mom taught us not to be moved by the circumstance, but to put our trust in God, knowing that he cares for us, that he has us, that he's concerned with everything that concerns us. And so we fall. Amen. Sometimes I'm moved. I have to say, there have been some circumstances where I'm like, I feel like I'm going to just pass out. But I rise back up. I keep going. So there's times when you are, but know that to just keep standing firm in him, you don't have to be moved. Amen. We can put our trust and our faith in him. I was trying to think of things that have happened over the years. And one that happened to my mom, my sister, my dad, and my little nephew, Caden, who was here. We were taking my sister back to Georgia. And it seemed like there was one obstacle after another. And we were like, my mom, my sister, and myself, we were kind of like, okay, mom, this is getting really crazy. Things just kept happening. Our air condition went out in July, and we were like between St. Louis and Georgia, and we're trying to get to Georgia, and our air condition went out in the car, and it was very hot, and it was, and we were just like, mom, maybe we should turn around and go back home, or, we didn't know, but she was like, nope. I know where we're going. She just stood fast in her faith, knowing that God was going to take care of us. And he truly did. It seemed like when an obstacle would arise, an answer would arise. But it was that faith that she had, like, nope, I don't care what it looks like. Because sometimes it does look troubling. Sometimes it looks like you're not going to make it. Sometimes it feels like you're not going to make it. But she was so determined and so, full of faith in God that he was going to bring us through. And he did. We made it back, but I promised her I would never do that again. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not doing that again. But I thank God because it was her. The lesson that I learned in that was that we have to stay in faith with God. We have to stay determined to know no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy brings my way, I will not be moved by my circumstance. Amen. Because our circumstances, you know, it can look like there's just no answer, but God is the answer and he has an answer. My first scripture today is from Psalms. It's 62, 1 through 2. And it says, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. We can trust God because he's our defense. When things come and it looks like they're not going to work out, it looks like, you know, you get a bad diagnosis. But don't be moved by what that report is. There was this song that we used to sing all the time and it said, whose report will you believe? And it says, I will believe the report of the Lord. We're not moved by what the report says. The report might say that that it's over for you. There's nothing, no hope, no help. But God's report says you are healed. God's report says you are delivered. His report says you are set free. You are set free. He says he's close to the brokenhearted. That's what his report says. So regardless of what the report says, we won't be moved by our circumstances. We're going to be only moved by God. He says he's going to hold us. I shall not be moved by any circumstance, by anything that comes to hinder me, to stop me, because God is our way maker. I love there's this song and it says he's our way maker. And I, you know, that's just the way they spoke, you know, I suppose when they wrote that song, but he said he makes a way out of no way. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. When it seems like things aren't going to work out, God makes a way. He's our way maker. My next scripture, I wanted to get into that so I could share another story, but Jeremiah 1:8 says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And this is what God was telling Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was called to minister, he was moved by the faces. And that I think of that when I first started ministering. It's been quite a few years now, but when I first started ministering, my mom said to me, she said, now, don't look at their faces. She said, say what God has told you to say. And that's it. Just get up there. She said, don't look. If you have to look past everyone, whatever it may be, don't look at their faces. Well, I made the mistake the first time of actually looking out at the crowd. And I looked out and there were some who were asleep. There were some frowning at me. And then there were some who were smiling and happy. And then there were people on their phone. And we had a lot of little kids and they were kind of running around in the back. And it was just a lot going on. And I said, okay, I understand. But she told me, don't be moved. Don't be moved by that. Don't be moved by their faces. Don't be moved. God has given you a word to say. Say that word. Get out there and say it. What he's given you, you're going to bless the people, but don't be moved. And so I'm sharing that story to say, don't be moved even by when circumstances may come and there are negative voices telling you, yeah, that's not going to work. No, that's not going to happen. No, there's no hope. Don't be moved. Don't be moved by those words. Don't be moved by that. Not everyone is called to encourage you. Don't be moved by those circumstances. Don't be moved by those words. Don't be moved by those faces. Some people, they don't have to say a word and you know just what they're thinking by looking at them. Don't be moved by that. Know that God has you. He's your defense. He's going to fight for you. So no matter what circumstance you're going through, no matter what the issue may be, and we all have things. And when we all felt like there were days when it seems like it was just one thing after another, seems like it's not gonna let up. Amen. We've just experienced that recently. It just seemed like there was one thing after another. Every day there was another thing that was arising. And we were just like, well, you know what? I said, we have to just trust God. I told him, it was my family. And I said, you know what, guys? We have to do what mom said. We can't be moved. We have to just keep trusting God because he really cares for us. Because he really loves us. He really has us. right in the palm of his hand. And my sister said something. If he has you in the palm of his hand, she said, then he can really see you. He can see everything that's going on in your life. He knows everything that you're going through. And he's got you. He's got it under control. And so I just thank God. I thank God for that. I thank him that he has been my keeper and that he has taught me. Again, like I said, I still sometimes am moved, but that he's teaching me how to not be moved by circumstances. There were so many times I think about when I was in school. Oh gosh, one email could just have me laying in the corner. Oh, I can't believe it. It's all over. It reminds me of my granddaughter the other night, and we were talking about screen time, and I'm like, you know what? I think you're on your phone too much. We need to come bring that down. She just went to extreme. She was moved by that statement. She fell on the floor. I need my screen time. And I'm like, that is the reason you do not need screen time. So, but it reminds me of that. When we were kids, how when we are, we have those, you know, any little thing can move us. But as we are growing in God, we know that we can have our faith and our trust in him. And it makes me think of Noah. Because I think of Noah like if it was in our current times, you know, God tells him to go build an ark. You know, can you imagine what the people were saying? Can you imagine their faces when they told him, Noah, it's dry. It hasn't rained in years. And Noah's saying, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. I have to build this ark. God's telling me. You know, and then they're like, and you even brought your kids in on it. Noah, you've got them believing this craziness. And this is my version of Noah, okay? But this is just how I think of it. But he wasn't moved. He was not moved by that circumstance, the fact that it hadn't rained in a very long time, and yet he's building an ark. Amen. He's building this ark, a massive ark, to hold all the animals. Can you even imagine? I can only feel just a few things I could think of that the people were saying to him. But you know, they were calling him crazy. You know, they were, you know, just laughing at him. It's dry. And, you know, haha, what a fool you are. And so forth. But he kept his trust in God and he continued on. And that's what we have to do, regardless of what the situation looks like. Truly, for Noah, I'm sure he probably thought a few times, why am I building this big ark? It's dry. It hasn't rained in years. Why? But sure enough, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Just what God said. His trust had to be in God to know that he heard God when he told him what to do. He had to keep that faith and know. And I want to encourage you today, because some of you, you've heard God say what he's requiring of you, what it is you're requesting, but doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it's going to come to pass. It doesn't feel like what he said is going to be true. But I want to encourage you, don't be moved by that circumstance. Know that God is going to keep you. He's going to keep his promise. He's a God that keeps his promises. I love that scripture. If he promised it, if he said he's going to heal you, he's going to heal you. If he says he's going to save all of your children and they're going to be in here worshiping with you, he's going to do that. Your grandchildren, your whole family shall be saved. He's going to do that. He's a God that does it. Even if your kids are the ones that are out there, the biggest, wildest partier or whatever it may be, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It does not matter. Do not be moved by that circumstance. I always think of that one. And I'm sure you're all praying for children or family members or whatever, but I always think of my brother, and you all saw him at the installation. He's a pastor now, but he wasn't at one time. He was not. And my mother said, I'm going to pray for other people's children, knowing that God is going to bring my son in. And she did. She just went about to every young man she'd see. She'd be praying for them. She'd have a list and she was praying. She didn't care what the circumstances looked like. My brother is a recovering alcoholic, and that's his testimony to tell. And he usually does. So if you hear him a few times, he'll share that. Didn't look like it. It didn't feel like it to her. It didn't feel like it, but she wasn't moved by what she saw. She wasn't moved by that circumstance. She trusted God, and sure enough, now he inherited her church. Amen. God is really good. Amen. That one would make me clap, I have to say, because it just didn't look like it. It didn't feel like it, but she stood on that promise of God. And that's what I want to encourage you today. It doesn't always feel like it's going to happen, but you know, God promised you that he would keep you. You know that he promised that he loves you And when you feel lonely, no, he loves you. He promised that he loves you. He's the lover of our soul. Reach out to him. And so I have one more scripture that I want to read. Actually, I have two more. Jeremiah 1 and 19 says, "They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." He is with you. That's why you can trust in him. That's why you can have your faith in him. That's why you cannot be moved by the circumstance. That's why you shall not be moved by the circumstance. And you guys know how much I like to have you repeat after me. So I want to give you a mantra for this week before we do our last scripture. And it is just that: I shall not be moved. Okay, so when I say three, let's say our mantra. 1, 2, 3. That we keep that in our spirit all week. I just feel like we need to know you're not going to be moved by this. Whatever this circumstances is, whatever this situation is, whatever is arising in your life that has you shaking, that has you nervous, that has you fearful, don't be moved by it. No, God is your defense. He's your defense. He's going to cover you. He's going to take care of you. He keeps his promises. And why did we know that? And why can we stand on that promise? It's Isaiah 54:17. And it says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." So whenever anything comes against you, any circumstance, his word says there's no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. That means when you're the faces that you see, that means the negative talk, none of that shall prosper. You can stand firm knowing that none of that that comes against you shall prosper. You can stand and knowing in the confidence that no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, you can stand and have faith in God, knowing that he's got you. He's got you right in the palm of his hand. He loves you more than we can ever love you. He's got you. Amen. And he loves us. Amen. Amen. So I shall not be moved. One more time, if you would, because I want you to practice it. When situations come during the week that have you wanting to fear, that have you wanting to shake, I want you to say to that situation, "I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved by this. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the lawyer says. I don't care what it looks like. I shall not be moved." So one more time. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you praise today for being God. We love you for your mercy and your grace. And God, we're asking that this word today really settles in the hearts of your people, knowing that you will never leave them. You will never forsake them, God. But Lord, you are with them always, God, even until the very end is what your word says. So we thank you, God. We thank you. You are the Lord of all. You are the great creator, God. You're the God of heaven and earth. And so we put our trust in you today. We put our faith in you, God, knowing you will bring us out of every situation, every circumstance, God. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved by circumstance. And we thank you and we give you praise. And then, Lord, we do pray for those who are sick, God. We're asking that you let your healing virtues flow, God, and touch their bodies, God, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, God, that you would be the healer today, God, that you would bring healing and that you would bring deliverance, God, from those who are suffering from addiction. God, you would help them and cover them, God. And those who are praying for their families, God, you would answer those prayers, God. Bring their children back in. Bring them into the house of God. And we thank you for it, God. We lift your name on high today. You're so worthy. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.